Good morning, Chelveston, Caldicott and Chilston Rise. It's Monday the 1st of June, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. It's quite staggering to think that this is the third month of lockdown. I looked back at the podcast from the 1st of April and the 1st of May to see what I was wittering on about then. It's just fascinating. On the 1st of April, I started the day with a pathetic attempt at an April Fool's joke. I said I was broadcasting from the Outer Hebrides. But amazingly, a couple of people fell for it, because they assumed I was off getting Dexter the Hound. It was interesting that we'd had a really fractious day the day before on the WhatsApp group. There'd been some frayed tempers and some disagreements. A couple of people had even left the group in frustration. Well, this is just typical of new groups. Management 101 classes often say that new teams go through four distinct phases: forming, storming, norming and performing. And when the history of this emergency is written, the historians will definitely see this in Chelsea and Corkwood. Just a couple of weeks into the emergency, we were definitely in the storming phase, with people trying to establish the rules of engagement. I was asked to step in to write the rules, but I refused, as I've seen this before. Groups work best if they evolve themselves, and I've been proved right on this one. It was also quite sobering to realise that we were nowhere near the peak of the epidemic on the 1st of April. Deaths doubled in one day, and we were beginning to realise that this was really serious. The peak of infection was in fact still 10 days away at that point. On the 1st of May, we were well into our norming phase, exploring our history. We had stories of Michael Folger getting locked into the church by Canon Roger Davison. It was also the 55th birthday of our local celebrity, Christopher Joseph Charles Blom. Our emergency has been anchored and enriched by Blom's tulips. But until 1 month ago, most of the village residents were unaware that we had Chelsea royalty in our midst. Since then, we've had VE Day and the tulip arranging competition. How quickly things evolve and become established. Many people are now planning to buy Blom's tulips this autumn. And if it all pans out, we'll have coachloads visiting the tulip gardens of Chelsea cum Corkwood. So where are we at the 1st of June? Well, it's really quite bizarre. In the space of just 3 days, the rules that have defined the lockdown seem to have crumbled. On Thursday, some minor tweaks were made, supposedly being implemented from today. But the country collectively ignored that message and implemented their own interpretation of the new rules from Friday morning. And indeed, most people went further than the government envisaged. We had bizarre scenes over the weekend. Two air ambulances had to land on the beach at Durdle Door. They had to rescue idiots that had jumped from the door into the sea. Everyone else was crammed together, more densely than a pop concert on the beach, as they couldn't leave it when the helicopters landed. What were all these people thinking? And traffic around this village was crazy from very early in the morning over the weekend. I was on my litter pick before 7 a.m. and I've never seen so many motorbikes. Unfortunately, there were two serious road traffic collisions on the B645 and the A45, closing both roads. These were clearly non-essential journeys, putting pressure on the NHS and putting recovery workers at risk. And then, out of the blue, the government announced a relaxation in the rules for the vulnerable and medically shielding overnight on Saturday. This was definitely not in the Thursday briefing from the Prime Minister. I've checked the government press releases on Thursday and Friday. So I'd love to know what changed overnight to cause this policy shift. You see, nothing has fundamentally changed in the data over the last week. We're still in the midst of a serious epidemic. All that's changed is the politics and the collective perception of risk. In the village, we've now received advice on what needs to be done to reopen the village hall. The message is clear. Social distancing and safe hygiene practices are very important, but I was intrigued by the tolerances. In a full-blown aerobic gymnasium, which of course we aren't, an operator must allow a minimum of 3 square metres of space for each person on the premises. So that's a space just 2 metres by 1.5 metres. So again, we see flexibility in the 2 metre rule. I was expecting a 2 by 2 square. There's no mention of masks for attendees or the teachers in the guidelines, which again, amaze me. We'll certainly be taking a stronger stance on this. Now, we're fortunate to have received a grant from East Northamptonshire Council to assist us in getting through this crisis. The grant was intended to help poorer village halls survive the loss of income. Many halls live almost hand to mouth and they need the higher income to survive. Chelveston Village Hall is in a stronger financial position. The educational foundation that owns and runs the village hall has survived since 1760. A four-month loss of income certainly won't sink it. The trustees are therefore using the grant to beef up COVID-19 biosecurity. Whatever is needed will be invested. This village needs to return to the classes and activities that have enriched our lives over the last few years. But we need to do this safely. We're fortunate in the village that we have Neil Chambers, a health and safety professional. He responded quickly to my request for input, and he'll be reviewing our plans in detail next week. Yet again, we find we have the expertise we need right here in this village. And this has been another revelation of this emergency. The village is full of talent and expertise, and I am delighted to be able to use it. Keeping things in the village is far safer than having to bring in outsiders. So where will we be in 1 month's time? My prediction is that we'll be in the second wave of infections, but we will cope. The government will be implementing local lockdowns to overcome this. Our venues will start to open from the 4th of July, so the month of June will be very busy as the church, the village hall and the pub put in place the measures we need to manage the risks we still face. But during the month of June, I implore you, please keep yourselves safe. Don't go to risky places. Keep your distance. Wear masks outside the village. We've come this far, and it would be a great shame to get another infection in the village now. Thank you.